In Tunisia today, the election commission declared Beji Caid Essebsi the winner of that country's first free presidential election. He'd been part of Tunisia's leadership since the revolution there in 2011 that started the Arab Spring. But while Tunisia takes an important step toward democracy, another Arab Spring country could be backsliding, the BBC's Orla Guerin reports.
Downtown Cairo. Crowds gather near Tahrir Square, cradle of the revolution. Their demands the same now as they were then.
We need freedom! We look for freedom!
They came to protest after a court dropped criminal charges against Hosni Mubarak. The security forces moved in with tear gas and birdshot. Two protesters were killed. The regime is waging war on dissent. The young activist Asma Mahfouz was hoping for a different outcome when she recorded this video in January 2011. She called for Egyptians to join her in Tahrir Square, an appeal that helped spark the uprising. These days, Asma is the mother of an infant daughter and a target for the authorities. She was recently banned from leaving the country.
Three or four years on, we're in a much worse situation than before. This is a regime that crushes anyone who opposes it or even thinks of opposing it. The regime is hostile towards the revolution and it's trying to erase it from history.
This is Ala as a teenager.
Across town, mathematics professor Laila Souaif shows me pictures of her son, Ala Abdel Fattah, another icon of the revolution. He's in jail for demonstrating, as is his sister, Sanaa. Laila, an activist since the 70s, says rage is building among the young, and it will erupt.
You cannot keep down 10 million young people. You cannot do that. I predict another uprising, whether it's going to be a revolution or just an uprising that burns down the country, that's a different question.
For now, those who dare to challenge the state are in the firing line. First the Islamists, then the liberals, now human rights groups. Staff at the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights gather for what could be one of their last meetings. A vague new law on foreign funding means they could face life in prison. Director Khaled Mansour says the environment has never been more sinister.
They want to control the activities, and controlling funding is just an entry point for them to control our activities. So they can come and say, oh, you cannot work on Tosha now. We are on a war in terror. So you can't work on that. You can't work on this because this will undermine public peace. What is public peace? They will never tell you what is public peace. For them, public peace is public silence.
Well, I'm now at the Interior Ministry. I've come to meet the Assistant Minister for Human Rights, General Aboubakar Abdel Karim. I want to get the government's response to the allegation that there's more repression here now than ever.
The state is rebuilding itself and restoring the confidence of citizens and has written a constitution that stresses many freedoms. If it's trying to be a police state, it wouldn't have done all this.
The BBC's Orla Guerin in Egypt. This is Here and Now.